Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hi, thank you for connecting to the eBay. My name is Charles Xavier. How can I help
you? I just received an automated call that 200 and something was going to be debited from my account. I haven't made any purchases.
Alright, I got you. So, you like to cancel this fraud transaction which has been made by some other people?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you do online shopping for eBay and purchase something before?
I have, but the last time I purchased something was only like $5.
Okay, okay. No need to be worried about. Okay, we are just going to helping you to cancel the transaction. So first, tell me which device you log into your eBay account. Like, is it your computer or tablet?
My phone.
Okay. What is it like? Is it your iPhone?
It's an Android. Samsung Android.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to assist you how to get with the 9-digit cancellation ID number, and those ID number helping us to cancel the transaction, and we are going to sending you the cancellation soft copy. That's the proof your fraudulent transaction will be cancelled. First, you need to open up your Play Store from your Android phone.
Okay.
Yep.
So what am I doing, sorry?
You need to open up your Play Store.
Into eBay? What?
You need to open up the Play Store application.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And once you open up your Play Store, look at the very top, there is a search bar. You need to type the search bar. It should be A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
Yeah, after that, D-E-S-K, desk.
Yep.
It should be any desk. Now, search on it and choose the first option. What you can see the first option? Madam?
Yes, it's an orange little icon with a diamond and a...
Yeah. What is written over there?
It asked me to install it. Any desk remote, desk...
Yeah, any desk remote, desktop. Just click on install.
Yeah,
it will take some time. Okay, once you... can open the application, you just I'm holding the line for you. Once you open it up, do let me know so that I'm going to instruct you what you exactly need to do.
All right, so you have to go in on my behalf through this app and then you cancel it. Is that how this works?
Yes, of course. Through that application, you get a 9-digit cancellation number. Through that number, we are going to provide you the security and password so that nobody can access to your phone and your eBay account, okay? And after that, we are going to be cancelling your charge. And that's
all. Can I not just cancel my card? Will that...
No, I'm not trying to canceling your card or any eBay account. I'm trying to canceling the fraud transaction.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, your card is also safe and secure. Your eBay account is not safe and secure. So we are just trying to secure your eBay account and cancel the charge.
Every time I've logged into eBay, I've logged out as a guest.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very strange. All right, do one thing. First, tell me once you open up your AnyDesk application, what can you see right now?
It's still loading.
All right.
agree to the KLMS agent statement?
Yeah, you just agree. All the terms and conditions, you have to touch on that option, agree. All right, once you click on agree, what can you see after that?
For controlling this device remotely, I've plugged
in. No. You need to click on cancel. You need to click on cancel.
Okay. And there's a tutorial.
Yeah, you just touch on the screen outside of the blue circles two or three times, and if you see any numbers comes up on your screen, you just tell me that number. That should be your 9-digit cancellation ID number.
Yep, 754.
Yeah.
910.
Yeah.
648.
Okay. It should be 754910648, right?
Yeah.
And below that number, can you see set password, the small option?
Yeah.
Just click on that.
Yeah.
Once you click on that, scroll it up a little bit. Okay. You can find out option which says permission profiles.
Yeah.
Can you see that permission? Yeah, just give a click on that option, permission profiles.
Okay.
Now, what can you see, ma'am?
It's nothing. It's default screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Yeah, you just click on that fourth option, the unattended access. And once you click, and once you click on unattended access, you need to choose that second option, which like to be enable unattended access with a small checkbox, which is unchecked, right?
Yeah.
Click on that. And I do believe, is it asking for your security or any kind of password, right?
It's asking a set password.
Yeah, you just click on that set password, and I'm going to provide the password, okay?
Yeah.
It should be A for alpha, letter A.
Little A, yeah.
Yeah. After that, P for Papa.
Yeah.
After that, P for Papa again.
Yeah.
After that, L as in Lima.
Yeah.
After that, E for Edward.
Yeah.
After that, 121, numerical number 121.
Yep.
And remember, it all should be lowercase and don't give any space. It should be Apple 121.
Yep.
Yeah. Now give a click on OK.
Okay.
Yeah, once you click on OK, madam, that means we are providing you one security, like a password, so that nobody can touch your any kind of information and any kind of eBay account. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And if you see any option comes up like start now with a few seconds, you just press on that start now options. Okay. So that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now come back to the normal wallpaper screen.
Mhm.
Now.
Yeah.
What you need to do, ma'am, you need to tell me, like, when was the last time you log into your eBay account?
A couple of days ago, I made a purchase.
Okay, you made a purchase. Okay, well, now what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor. He will guide you how to get back to your refund money for $299 and cancel the charge. All of this.
Yep.
Thank you for holding the line. This is James. The call has been transferred to me for further help. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
I'm also doing well. Thank you for asking. Well, I do believe that you have a word with my junior representative, and he was just help you to cancel some pay payments. Before I just go further, could you please tell me one thing, that have you ever shared any of your personal and financial things to anyone?
No.
Not. And when was the last time you have used your eBay account? Do you remember?
A couple of days ago I bought something, but most of the time I check out as a guest.
Okay. Well, at the moment, I want you to open up your eBay account first. Let me just go ahead and help you to secure your eBay account. It was not safe enough. Right.
Do I change the password?
Sorry, ma'am?
Do I change the password?
No. Just log in into your eBay account, and once you just successfully get logged in, do let me know.
I'm in.
Have you logged in into your account?
Yes.
All right. Now, just go to your account.
Yep.
And do you see your payments option over there? Payments.
Yes.
Give a click on your payments.
Yeah.
And once you give a click on your payments, do let me know what can you see.
Payment options, I've got 3 options, and
okay.
The last one, there was a Visa that was last used for checkout.
Okay. Well, once you give a click on it, you will got to see the cards which you have registered over there, right? Now, let me just go ahead and try to check it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you see your card which has registered? I guess it was a Visa card which is ending with 9346.
Yes, that's right.
Right. At first, let me just go ahead and try to help you to remove these cards, because these cards are not safe enough. It has been corrupted and compromised by some fraud people, and right now they are misusing it on eBay. They're trying to purchase some kinds of gift cards. So, do you know how to delete the cards which you have registered in your eBay account?
Yep.
All right, just simply
delete them.
Delete all the cards, yes.
Yep.
Okay. Once you're done, do let me know.
Yep, all deleted.
Okay, lovely. Now just try to log in into your bank and check all of your statements.
Right.
And make sure you're not going to share any of your banking information to me in this legal recorded line.
Yeah. I'm going to cancel the card through my bank.
Yeah, just try to log in into your bank and check your statements.
Yeah.
Check all of your statements. If you will got to see any payments, like any illegal payments or any unauthorized transactions, do let me know. That yes, James, I can see some payments which I'm not aware of.
Well, how is that gonna work when any business thing? If that's got control of my life, then I'm
going
to see my details anyway.
Sorry, come again, ma'am? I could not get that, sorry. Just because of the background noise. I guess like the baby which you have is sounding.
Yes. She is. She's that time. Is there any desk thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but is that giving you... I don't completely understand what this app is supposed to do. Your colleague didn't explain that to me.
Okay. Let me just tell you that you are connected with a secure server, right? With the secure server of eBay.
Only eBay.
Yes, eBay. eBay secure server.
Right.
So right at the moment, just minimize it. Just press the home button and come back to the home screen.
Yeah.
And just try to log in into your bank and check your statements.
Yeah.
And what you see in your statements, do let me.
Yeah.
Have you done, ma'am?
Hang on.
Okay, all right. Take your time.
Okay, I'm in. Right.
once I have get you connected, actually I've got a still there.
Yep, still here.
Yeah. Like the server detected that you don't have enough charge in your cell phone.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Okay. Just try to plug in. If you don't have any like enough charge in your cell phone, just try to plug in your charger.
Yep, that's fine. Hang on.
Okay.
The on my statement is that the eBay transactions are ones that I've made.
Okay, so you're checking. You have checked it, right?
Yes.
Lovely. So, like, you see a transaction which you have made. Like, you don't see any illegal transactions or any unwanted payments which has been made, right? Okay. No problem, ma'am. Just try to check it from your cell phone, because it has connected to the server. So whatever the things you would do, we would like we will get a notification. If we will found anything illegal or any fraudulent, we will let you know. Right.
Yep.
Just try to check your phone. Yep.
My last eBay transaction was the 10th of February.
On February, okay. And you're using your cell phone, or you're using a different
I'm using a different device because I'm not 100% sure on anything right now. So I'd rather do it on a different device if my phone is the one that's been corrupted.
Okay. No, actually, it wasn't your phone which has been corrupted. It was actually your internet which has been corrupted. That is why we have get you connected to the secure server, so that whatever the things you will do, it will be gonna record it for the quality and the monitoring purposes, so that in future if anything will be gonna wrong with you, so that we will take a legal action against it. But as you have told me that you are using a different device which is totally not safe and secure for you. Right. As I have show you, you're connected. You're not connected with any XYZ companies. But anyways, I just want you to use your cell phone, because at the moment your cell phone is connected to the secure server. Right.
But I'm going to cancel my card.
Okay, you want to cancel, yeah, that would be also the good thing.
Yep.
Right. All right, ma'am.
So that $200, whatever it is, transaction
mm-hmm.
that was trying to go through at the beginning.